Hey there, folks. Good day. It's me, Steph Edsel, with your DBT Weekly Podcast. Today, I am going to do a quick review about expert mind versus beginner mind or curious mind. This is a favorite of mine because I often find that when I am an expert mind, I have very little room for broader understanding of life and the experience I'm having. What is the expert mindset? It's when we approach a situation or a subject and we already have all the answers. It's ineffective because if we are stuck in the mindset of knowing it all, we could easily miss something. Also, have you ever talked with someone that was a know-it-all? It's kind of annoying more often than not. I find that I start to zone out when I interact with expert-minded people. Am I the only one who does that? So why is expert mind ineffective in the first place? I mean, I think we all have areas where we feel like we probably gotta be experts. I know my colors and my numbers and all my animals. Well, I guess maybe not all the animals. I guess maybe I don't know everything after all, and yet I can still be a person that gets stuck in that thinking trap. Back to why one reason it's not a helpful mindset, and I have an idea of why. It's tied to our emotions. I'm not certain how every single human reacts when they are thinking in expert mind. I know what I have learned and have experienced, and the more familiar I've become with DBT life, it's just really becoming more apparent. Reviewing a skill from Core Mindfulness in yesterday's group, we talked about non-judgmentalness. We talked about how having an expert mind increases our judgment, which increases the emotional charge. Try it out for yourself. Think about an extreme judgment that you have. Keep noticing what happens in your body and what sensations occur when you have that thought. Depending on the judgment, you may have a stronger reaction. This will, of course, require some practice. DBT skills all require practice. I encourage you all to keep on with the practice. Do not give up. Also, if I haven't mentioned it before, I have a feeling I have, but here's a gentle reminder. Not every skill will work for everyone all the time. It's very extreme. That's not how the skills were designed. Notice that a skill may not work at a specific time. That doesn't mean it won't ever work, or there won't be a more effective time to try it out. That thought process is an expert-minded one, and being curious would include being willing to try your skills at all suds levels in a variety of situations. Okay, so today's a short one, but it's just that reminder. Ask yourself, what am I missing? What's the threat here? When you're noticing judgments or you're noticing your expert mind, gently ask curious mind to turn on. See things with your five senses. Rather, observe with those five senses. Thank you so much for listening. I super duper appreciate the support. And I really appreciate when you guys reach out to me and let me know that the skills are helping. That's great. That brings me such a sense of happiness and joy and pride in the work that we do as DBT therapists. So keep on practicing. Remember that you can be effective at any given time, depending on the skill you choose to use. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time with DBT Weekly. If you'd like to send me an email, you can reach me now at Stephanie at the DBT Center of Utah. com. My name is traditionally spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Thank you so much. Have a very effective week.